and get her afternoon Muskegon. Don't touch that dial. Don't touch that dial. Don't touch that dial. It is Torn in Two. Hi, I'm your host, Gregory T. Roberts. It is the March 11, 2022. The weather outside is 29 degrees, partly cloudy, and as long as it's not snowing, it's good with me. Look, I got to bring in my my co-partner here. Before I bring him in, I want to say this. There's a lot of things going in the world, and a lot of people are stuck, and we're praying for what's happening, you know, with this Russia thing and the Ukraine thing, which we told you about. But there are a lot of things going on in the world. Don't be tied to that TV, seriously. Don't be tired, because there's a lot of other things going on. And let me bring in the twin, the co-host of the show. Pat, clap your hands and pass the plate for Melvin C. Pastor Melvin C. Burns II. How you doing, sir?
I'm good, my brother. How are you?
And you can see I'm fired up today. I'm just...
Yes, sir. I thought you were going to say the weather outside is frightening and just go into song. Yes, sir.
It's bad enough with this paralyzed voice trying to hold the tone. So,
yes.
Hey, brother, give a good word today before we introduce our guest.
Brother, you know, I like what you said in the intro. We know there's so much going on in the world that we can lose focus on sometimes maybe the things close to us. Watch a few minutes of the news, see what's going on, but still live, enjoy life. Enjoy your family, enjoy your friends. Get out, breathe some fresh air, even if it's a little cool, but don't let all the events going on in the world paralyze you to not enjoy this life while we still have it.
Hey, great word, amen. Today, we're gonna concentrate on health. We've been concentrating on health in other ways with COVID and all that kind of stuff. But we're going to take a different look at health, being proactive, the things that you can do. Went to the eye doctor the other day and found out that I'm like 3 prescriptions behind. And that's why I'm sitting up and can't read names and stuff like that. But we don't take care of ourselves as a people. We don't do it.
Yeah.
And we eat bad stuff. It tastes good, and it's killing us. So with that said, we decided to go with health this week. And I'm really excited because we're bringing in the co-founder of Pro Black Health. This guy's resume is long, and his wife's is even longer. And I'm going to let him introduce himself and talk a little bit about the company. But the thing that I like about this company is that they're there to provide a product, but more so, they're there to educate the community, to give back to the community, and so much more. As we say, put your hands together. For our guest today, Mr. Darian McDaniel of Pro Black Health. What's up, my brother?
What's up, man? Thank you for inviting me to the show. Very excited to be here. We're so excited to get the email and the opportunity. So thank you guys for letting us onto your platform. Like, we got a little noise on your platform, and I'm super excited.
All right. We have a look. We got to go right at it, okay? Because there is a lot of stuff that we need to be educated on. And what we try to do on this show is we break the glass and get rid of the smoke and get to the truth of matters. And so with that said, tell us a little bit about yourself and then talk a little bit about the company.
Well, my name is Darian McDaniel. I'm married to my wife, Dr. Carlina McDaniel. It's kind of a joint venture of ours together. To kind of give you a background on the story, we got married like 3 years ago. And when we got married, we said we're going to do something to give back to the community. We didn't know what that was, but it was actually part of our wedding vows. I was one of those brothers who had been successful, came from a hood in St. Louis and got out and kind of didn't look back and had negative things to say sometimes, but wasn't proactive. Mm-hmm. And so We got married. We made that vow. We have both been successful. I've been in media for about 25 years as an executive. She had been a surgeon for about 7-8 years. And when you get married to somebody, you know, it's a lot different, right? Because you're like living with the person every day. So what exactly happened was, you know that's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but you don't know that Tuesday, Wednesday sometime. And she would come home and she would be so upset sometimes. And I'd say, babe, what's wrong? What's wrong? And she said, man, Black people are just not doing the minimum to take care of themselves. Absolutely the minimum. And she worked at primarily Black hospitals. She's the medical director of Southern Regional, if anybody's here in Atlanta, which is primarily Black hospital. And mm-hmm. she also went to Howard Medical School. And so she really always worked in the community. Mm-hmm. And she would come home so frustrated. She said, man, we're using the emergency room as a doctor's visit.
Stop. Stop, stop, stop. Would you please repeat what you just said?
Using the emergency room as a doctor's visit when it's, you know, like when it's about to fall off, about to just at the last minute.
Yeah.
When you should have been to the doctor a long time ago.
Right.
Right.
Right. So now it hurts so bad. It's falling off. It's swollen. You know, your mama didn't told you, your sister didn't told you, you need to go to the hospital and see about that. No, I'm okay. I'm okay. And once you get there, you know, and there's a lot of reasons behind that, be insurance, be fear. There's a lot of things that go on in our community. You're just scared and you don't want to hear bad news, but, you know, it's all about being preventative. But that was, she would be so frustrated a lot of times. And one time I was working on a project because I was really busy. And I said, do I have to hear about Black people being unhealthy again today? She said, you damn right. I said, okay. I said, you so pro-Black health. And that's kind of how the name got started. And we didn't know exactly what we were going to do with it. But we first kind of went into like a nonprofit kind of mindset. And I don't know how many people are familiar with nonprofits. It takes a lot of work, of course. She was a surgeon. I was in media, started with another company. And so we tried that a little bit. And then we found actually that there's a lot of nonprofits out there that work about health and health disparities in the Black community, but they just don't have the financial resources, you know, mm-hmm. to really make a difference. You know, they're piecing together a little bit they get from the government or a little few donations. And so I was watching a Shark Tank show, and it was a company that sold beach towels, and each one that they sold would help clean up the ocean for marine life. And I was like, damn, if they could do this for fish, we could do this for Black people. Like, I mean,
come on now.
They donate for fish. Right. You know what I'm saying? Right. It's in here in crisis, you know, and I mean, everybody's got their thing. And I think marine life is important, but I also think black life is very important. Yeah. And mm-hmm. so we didn't know. And then why we're going to do that. But the CDC had been to our hospital and pretty much had some information that 92% of African Americans have vitamin deficiency.
Wow.
And it was wow. like, whoa.
Did you say 92%?
92% have some kind of vitamin deficiency.
That's staggering.
Right? It's a staggering number. Yes. I mean, I know the ones people are familiar with probably is vitamin D a lot mm-hmm. of times.
Right.
You know, but she takes blood all the time and she sees the lab work and it's mm-hmm. all over the place with vitamins, nutrients, the things that we need. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's kind of like, you know, when, you know, and then people don't want to do the vitamin supplementation. And then mm-hmm. the fact that a lot of times we're in denial about our diets. You know, we're not eating the right things or doing the right things. And, oh, you know,
yeah.
our salad got so much stuff on it that you don't even know it's a salad no more. You know what I'm saying? That's what they call it, the old school chef salad. Chef salad. So, that was very interesting. And so then we said we're going to start a vitamin company. But what we're going to do is target the names and the marketing since I was key at that towards our community and names and things that we can resonate with. Okay. And also on top of that 50% of the net profits are going to go to nonprofits that focus on eradicating health disparities in the Black community. Okay. So now you have a chance to better your health and also give back all in one product. So we've been very excited about it. And it was a long journey, of course, but we're excited to be here. It's been growing. We got great products, all the certification, all the FDA, all the regular, everything that you need. But it's been a great experience. So we got cool names, and I can get in some of the names later if you like. But just mm-hmm. a few kind of like King Essentials, Queen Essentials, like our organic green vegetable vitamins called Not Your Mama's Greens. You know, our elderberry is called Keep Your Guard Up. You know, our melatonin to help you sleep is called Want to Go Night Night. Okay. We got probiotics called Gut Reaction. We got a 15-day cleanse called System Reboot. Then we got Hair, Skin, and Nail, of course, Handsome Brother, Beautiful Sister. Then we got Ashwagandha, which kind of for calm and to calm you down. That's called Drama Free. So to really kind of have those names and colors and that vibe that, you know, with social media, which I'm sure you guys are, you know, to hold that bottle up with pride. So I like to say pretty much our tagline is, we're not a vitamin company, we're a movement, right?
Nice.
That's where we're at, and when we're about educating and stuff, so that's how I got started. So go right ahead.
So you guys mentioned this in the vows that you guys wanted to do this.
Absolutely. And we wanted to do something to give back to the community.
Back to the community. And then you made it happen. You guys made it happen. And instead of taking the approach that you want to get rich, you guys said we want to give 50% back to the community. That's outstanding.
Because that's what, if we can't grow the community to educate and help the community, then what is it for? You know, we've been blessed to be successful. Our executive and I sold a company, you know, she's a bariatric surgeon. You know, we don't have any kids, so we've been successfully blessed and, you know, that way. But I think it's more about people having pride in something that they're doing and something that gives back. So when they have that bottle and they take that vitamin, they can feel good about it. So, I mean, it's definitely a legacy that I want to pass on. You know, you get older, I'm sure you guys are, and probably why you have this radio program is like, what are you leaving behind? You know, what are you making? What kind of difference are you making? You know, you can't. You know, and you get to a success level and you think that, especially coming from, you know, situations where you may not have a lot of money, where you think the things are going to make you happy. You know, you think the car and the clothes and the things and, you know, and I wasn't fulfilled. You know, here I am climbing the corporate ladder. I got a house. I got two or three cars that I wanted and clothes. And I was like, why am I not happy? Right. And, you know, knowing that, you know, really about, I had no passion. The only passion was to excel really in a company that really didn't really care about me in the long run, as long as I was getting what I was done for them. But, you know, now I'm so excited and fulfilled to get up every day and make it happen. And I think that passion is what makes you, because running a company is not easy, right? Let's get that out the way. And if you do it for money, you're going to be in that same boat of you kind of like tired and not feeling good about it. But when it's the passion and you get emails from people, or we've been able to donate to 10, 11 great charities. And when they say it makes a difference and they're happy about it and you get to see it, it's just amazing.
Yeah.
Pastor Melvin Burns, go ahead.
Yeah. Man, it's so good. I know there's three aspects of this I really want to get into. One is just from the business aspect. Second, you know, it's African Americans, you know, starting a company. Third, just the whole idea of health. But I want to go back just a little bit. We seem to see a lot of entrepreneurial spirit in our community. A lot of young Black people are trying to get into business. Why don't you give some advice, some lessons you've learned that you can pass on for people to say, hey, that's what I want to do. I got passionate about something. I want to start a company. What advice would you give to folks who are in that group right now?
Man, as far as for Black people, man, it's because I don't know if you guys know, I'm sure people, I have to keep saying that, but you know, when you start a business, it can really reveal who you are, right? You know, if you work in a company or you work with somebody, you're just like a peg in this wheel, right? Mm-hmm. But when it's all on you, you get to realize, man, I'm not getting up, or man, I'm not doing these things. But the real thing you have to realize is that the self-doubt, right? Okay. The self-doubt, because a lot of times we've been raised, or sometimes our dads may have not been raised right, or our moms may have been raised right, and they kind of talk to us negatively, or we may be in negative environments. Those are some of the things that I had to overcome myself, right? Just about that vision of yourself. It, you know, when it started getting too big, I started getting worried, you know, mm-hmm. you know, and that's not how we're supposed to be. You know, I called some of my relatives and I say, man, we're gonna do this, we're gonna really make a difference. And they say, slow down, wait a minute, don't get too big.
Yeah,
right.
You know, tell you not wait a minute, hold on. They tell you not to get too big.
Don't get too big. Slow down. Yeah. You know, because what we perceive that we are worth or what we can do is kind of based on those things that happened in childhood or happened mm-hmm. as a kid, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, and most of everything, I mean, I'll get to some business aspects. The number one thing is that you can believe that you can do it,
mm-hmm.
right? I think that's the number one thing, the belief in yourself that you can do anything because, you know, people see people who are successful, you know, and they have no doubt. But a lot mm-hmm. of times they parent with no doubt. They parent that they could do anything. Once you feel like you could do anything, man, I mean, we're in America, there's so many opportunities out there, you could do it. The thing that usually stops us a lot is ourselves, right? Mm-hmm. So that's my number one thing. Go ahead.
Hold on there. Dan, you're throwing nuggets like Steve Nash, like you're throwing them too fast here. You got to break them down a little bit, man, because you have given out some great information about what we need to do.
Yeah, I think that's just a big thing, that self-reflection, you know, and, you know, writing things down. And a lot of times, especially, you know, us as Black men, right, we can be real. I don't want to say stubborn, our egos can get in the way and realizing that we may not be able to, you know, that we had an issue or man, I'm bigger than that. Or, you know, I had to I listened to something and it told me to, I got a chair and I sat in a chair and I put a chair across from me. Right. Mm-hmm. And the chair across from me was the younger Darian, the little boy. Right. And I had to tell him. Yeah, I had to talk to him.
Yeah.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? And be like, man, it's okay. You know, you can do this. You can do it. I had to strip all that away. I had to have that conversation and be true to those things because we can mm-hmm. we can cover it up. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
We can cover up with masculinity, with being cool. We can cover up with a lot of things. You know what I'm saying? Oh, that's lame. Oh, that's jive. You know, we can cover up some things that we have real easily. Mm-hmm. So I think that was one of the things that I had to deal with and kind of understand, you know, because it's like if you grew up in a home where they say, like, man, you when you make $50,000 a year, man, you're gonna have it going on, right?
Oh, you're doing great.
Yeah. And
how much great? Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But what that does is put you in a limiting mindset.
Exactly. Yes.
So you think that's, you know, when your mind is at that limiter. You know, I think of like the guy who owned Tesla. You know what his mindset, I'm going to space. They're like, what?
Yeah. Ain't nobody doing that. Yeah.
Right. Their mindset is right. They're saying like the guy from Amazon, we're going to the moon.
Yeah. We're going to space.
Yeah, we're out of space.
You know what I'm saying? We tell somebody we're going, well, you better call NASA.
And they're not even worried about it, but we're sitting up saying that $40,000, $30,000, we didn't hit the lottery.
We didn't hit the lottery because that's kind of the expectation. And it's for reason because we've come from when we didn't have that and, you know, from answer, you know, our grandparents, you know, just get the education. I mean, so many reasons behind that, but I just want to dispel that, you know, that thing like, oh man, you know, when you make six figures, you know, how long they say, you know, and then you kind of, that's where you stay because that's your expectation. Yeah. That's your mindset. You don't realize that your subconscious is stuck there, you know? And I started mm-hmm. making, I was like, man, this could really go with my subconscious.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Now you're right. Cause when people hit six figures, it's like, that's it. You the elder bachelor, you are the man or the woman when you hit that six figures.
Yeah.
But let's talk about the bad side, the health of our people.
Yeah, I wanted to say too, just the second part is just you know, with the business is just really putting in the time and knowing a little bit about everything, right? Okay. I think that's the hardest. If you need to learn enough, so when somebody about to do some work for you and charge you, that you know how much is worth. Okay. I think that's a lot of times, you know, you have to know enough so you know what they charging you to do it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's okay. Just like when I went to Trademark, his company's 1500, 2000, but I looked the video on how to do it. It takes 10, 15 minutes. It costs $200.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But if you don't know that, you know, so knowing a little bit about everything. Okay. So I can go next into the health of our people.
Okay. Let me get this question in. First of all, Marianne Zeus, who constantly watches this show, has let me mispronounce her name for 15 weeks. Marianne, sorry about that, but sister, you should have told me like 14 weeks ago. She said, that's one of the issues. Never mind the fact white doctors ignore or dismiss black patients' complaints. But men, especially black men, refuse to keep health in check because that means they're weak and they take vitamins, or if they go, get looked at. Your opinion.
That was a lot of that. When we first started in 2019, the hardest thing to do is, why need vitamins?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't know anything about how our body's made up.
Uh-huh.
That is vitamins and minerals. Those are the things that keep you running. And we've been feeling, we don't even know what feeling good really feels like.
Come on now.
We running on empty. We thinking we feeling good. We don't even know. Okay. Right? And so I think that's a lot of times, and like she said, that they'll look over it and dismiss it. So you have to be persistent, you know. And, you know, I think what she said too about being preventative and taking the vitamins and taking the supplements and those things that you need to stay healthy. And, you know, it kills me sometimes, you know, we'll put premium gas in our car, though.
Yeah.
Well, going to say that. Well, I don't know about
if somebody can take $10, $15, $20 to get them. Oh, no, I don't need that. But, oh, but your ride pretty.
Yeah, true.
Sure enough, now I see it. Now, I want you to talk a little bit about the vitamins, getting the trust of the people, because I don't know what's in that. Why I need that? Why I need melatonin to sleep? But yeah, we stressing that night. How hard was that to get the trust of the community?
It was big. And when we first started, it was very big because it's just like, it was kind of one of those things, even when I talked to, you know, getting loans at banks and talk to kind of advisor friends, and they're like, black people ain't gonna do that. Black people not concerned about taking care of themselves. You'd rather, you know, I might as well just open up a wing joint. You know,
wow.
they're not interested in taking care of themselves, you know. And that was kind of, I mean, we had to put all our own money in. No one believed it. No one believed in it. Okay. No one would say, man, you just targeting that community. If you would target everybody, or if you would do this or do that. Yeah, we would do it, you know, but I was like, man, we really have to do that. When I turned to my wife and said, we're going to have to put all the money, I mean, she was pretty concerned, but I felt like we could, but it was, I was kind of hurt at first because it was hard to kind of get them to see it. But I think the one good thing that came from the pandemic, where we realized we weren't as healthy as we thought we were.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So our mindset is twisted. Get the 22-inch rims, get the weave, make sure we fade it right, but not taking care of our body, of what we put in our temple.
The outside look good. I always say, dressed up trash can. The outside look good, yeah. But the inside is toe up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then, you know, that's your everything. Without health, you know, and you know, I hear it every day because my wife work in the hospital. His young brother's 20, 30 years old. Brothers and sisters getting their legs cut off.
Right.
With diabetes, getting skinned. Mm. I mean, it's just like high blood, but falling out. I mean, you would just, you know, so I see it. But when, you know, when your body's not right and your health is not good, I mean, you don't have nothing.
Yeah.
You have nothing, you know. And I say what the pandemic did was like, you know, when you had that doormat in front of your house, right? Mm-hmm. And it's kind of wet outside or whatever, or when you want to change that doormat and you pull it up and it be kind of bugs and stuff running around under the mat, under the doormat. That's what the pandemic, because it was like, man, now look, we have pulled it up, right? Now you see that, you know, why we were dying more, the vitamin deficiency, the food deficiencies, you know, a lot of them has to do with, you know, the food deserts, the restaurants in our neighborhood. I mean, there's a lot of factors there, you know, but, you know, just a supplementation, if you're going to spend $20 on the pizza, and it don't even have to be our vitamins, you know, just spend $20 on some vitamins or something to get you, just to get you to that base level. Vitamin D is so important, which is a very big problem in our community, because a lot of us are lactose intolerant. And the only way you can get vitamin D is either through milk or dairy, or either through liver and some other things, meat, as far as meats and stuff like that. But you can also get it from the sun, but our melanin actually blocks the absorption of the vitamin D, right? So when you when you go to the doctor, they always say you're deficient in vitamin D, but that's everything. They're linking that to cancer, to bone health, to immunity, you know? You know, a lot of times when you catch a virus is because your vitamin D is low. You know, these levels of your body is designed to fight these things off. Your body is designed to, as a weapon, you know, to fight these diseases and things off. And if you're using it wrong, you know, if you start putting regular gas in your car that say premium gas, it's going to start knocking.
Right. Right. Back to a question, back to our question line. And if you would like to be part of the question or Torn the Two, you can go to our Facebook sites, so 103.7 to BWVS or M106. Back to Marianne's question. She said, because after so much oppression, people gain depression. They fake it till they make it, mentally about looking good outside, no matter what's going on inside. Society did that.
Yeah,
I mean, I totally agree. I mean, I couldn't say it any better, you know. And that's why we try to use these social media platforms and platforms that we can to, I mean, what we, our kind of thing is to make health cool, right? You know, our ads and our stuff, we got beats in there. We got school. We got cool. We got people doing cool skits. You know, you know, we had like a girl cooking some greens and pulling out the bottle. Those not my mom's. We know greens. You know, we trying to make it cool and give it a vibe, you know, with merchandise and, you know, advertising to just give it that vibe. So, and when our customers get our vitamins, they hold them up and post them up on social media with pride. So we can get that viral and that pride of like looking good and feeling good. Right. And I think that it's a rumblings of a healthy community, a movement. I think it's a move. I don't know how long it's going to take, but I think we're shifting the mindset a little bit to maybe a more healthier lifestyle, right?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And the unfortunate reason why, but a lot of it is because of what the young lady said, but also you only can eat bad for so long and not look good and look good. But once you get past 25 to getting to 30, right? Then you want to look cute on social media. You better, you know, you got to pull back on something, right? So I think that, you know, I'm fortunate that that's a thing about it, but I hope that we can kind of give that vision and give that education, give that good feeling, make cool videos to hold people's attention about health and wellness, and also working with the nonprofits as well to try to get out here and make a difference along that line. So I think that's a very good question. And a very, actually a statement. It's a very,
yeah,
a very
good statement. Pastor Burns.
I'm curious, you mentioned like vitamin D, which you mentioned, are there specific vitamins and minerals that you found particularly that most Black people need or have been some of your biggest sellers in recently?
Yeah, I think that the vitamin D is a really a big one, but that also includes the zinc and, you know, the vitamin C, the A, you know, the basics, you know. You know, a lot of the minerals are in some of our vitamins. One is called Living Your Best Life, which is kind of a multivitamin that's really good for vegans. It's good for everybody, but just the optimal mineral, you know, vitamins, probiotics, so important, right? That's another one that we miss in, because 70% of really your health and everything is in your gut. Right. That's the main area. And that's why probiotics is so important. you know, because they help balance out those bacteria in your stomach, right? And they link that to brain health. They link it to everything, you know. It's just like, that's your midsection. That's everything. What do they put the bulletproof vest on? That, you know, your mid area, your stomach,
okay,
your heart, you know, but all that gut area is so important. So I think that we need to do a better job as a company. And I was talking to my wife about that, about educating people on probiotics, you know. Okay. And that's why we sell so much 15-day cleanse. They buy that out, but that's good for a start, but you can't be doing that stuff in those cleanses all the time because it's not good for your body. You got to start to get that probiotic. That's why we have so much constipation and so much can't go to the bathroom because mm-hmm. the bacteria in your gut is imbalanced, right? Mm-hmm. And you got to get that probiotics. Now, a good probiotic is going to cost you. I mean, ours is pretty good at 29 bucks, and we give you a lot. And one thing about our vitamins also, we try to take away all the obstacles, right? Okay. So we try to get very good prices. Instead of 30-day supply, like most companies, we gave you 45-day supply.
Okay.
Nice.
Right? Good. You know, we really try to, like, take care of all the barriers. So when you get to the bottom or you get to a page, it's really about a reflection of you. We're giving back to the community. We got all the regulations, FDA, organic certified, HALA certified, third-party lab tested. Okay. You know, we got all the certifications, got everything, got links to the certificate. I mean, by the time you get to that bottom of that page, it's really just you, okay, right? And pulling the, and you know, and I have to do that because a lot of times in our community and probably in other communities as well, I was just focusing on ours, is just trying to find a reason not to do it.
Yeah.
Right. Sure. If I take that all away, I gave you a good price. Now I'm giving you 45 days more than the other companies. Now we give it back to the community. Now we got a page that takes you to where you show where they give it back to the community and the people that they help. And now you can't say that they're not doing it.
Well,
so we took away everything. Now it's you. So either you're going to spend that $30 and get some probiotics, don't last you 45 days, or you can go buy you a $30 pizza.
All right, let me go back to Mary Ann is on it today. She said mixed kids have low iron levels more than white or black counterparts. Agree or disagree?
I'm not familiar with that. She seems like she may be a mixed person and know that. I won't say that I know that in particular, but I know iron is a big issue. I think a lot of issues with vitamin companies, and people probably see that a lot of vitamin companies don't have iron in their vitamins. And the reason is that iron is very easy to overdose on. It's like one of the highest things that
really
overdose and die on. So, you know, if you sound like somebody may have a multivitamin or something that's high in iron, because iron deficiency is needed for a lot of adults. But then a lot of insurance companies who back you, because you have to have insurance in case you get sued, they will not give you insurance if you have a lot of that iron sometimes in the vitamins, or the insurance may be a little higher, or you have more risk of being sued or somebody actually dying on the iron levels. So that's that's an actual fact.
I went into that with my daughter who had iron deficiency and we ended up, we had to do this whole DNA test, you know, and the amount of iron she needed, the insurance wouldn't give her the dosage. So her body didn't absorb it, so she had to take some other supplements to help her body absorb the iron she was taking. But it was a whole thing with the insurance company.
Yeah, because they don't want to get, because it's easy to get, you know, to I don't want to say overdose, such a big word, but it could be toxic, you know, to your body. And, you know, that's a lot of insurance companies don't want to cover it. There's a lot of reasoning there because, you know, somebody may take too much or something happens, and then you're going to, of course, you'd be upset if something happened to your daughter or anybody else. Sure. So I totally understand.
Yeah. Well, now our generation that's stuck, our generation, it's tough to get us to take anything, especially vitamins. But this new generation is suspect. They don't want to take nothing.
Yeah.
Do you find that with your company?
Yeah, I think for us, it's a certain segment of the population that kind of is health conscious, but it's such a small percentage. And, you know, our job is to really try to get those people who are not. You know, we welcome everybody to come, but you, like you said, and that's why we have to market it to being cool and try to go in the community and try to make a vibe, you know, and we can, you know, a vibe with them. And we got all type of vitamins. We got capsules, tablets, gummies, you know, and, you know, and sometimes it may be kind of that put some honey in the medicine. Sometimes it's the gummy that does well, like, you know, to that community, because it takes well, it tastes good, and it keeps them doing it, which is very good. I guess the same vitamin potency is just a different form. So what we try to do is have different forms for different people. But yeah, it's very difficult. And I think the older generation, you know, benefited from the food being a lot better back in the day, right? Mm-hmm. You know, everything wasn't mass produced, right? When you had to go get some chicken, you know, it was a real chicken. You know, now you gotta go to a restaurant, you get a chicken sandwich, chicken chopped up a thousand ways, right? You
know, right. Can I get a three-piece and a biscuit?
Yeah. So now, you know, back in the day, you know, used to be a little better, and it's so mass produced. And then also the land is mass produced. So, you know, the vegetables don't have as much as they used to have because they're turning over the soil so many times, right? Mm-hmm. Which, you know, it's like the soil has nutrients. Each time it is turned and loses nutrients, right? So mm-hmm. And they're turning it so fast, and then they're putting chemical on top of it, right? Because they're trying to get rid of the bugs and the pesticides. They're trying to, because you want to go to the store, you want to see the reddest apple.
Yeah.
You want to see the apples don't look that red. If you have, grandma had an apple back in a yard, it's got little worms and pit. That's an apple.
Right.
The product that's shiny and, you know, it don't have no holes in it or nothing. You realize that it has to be something. There's a shield around it so the insects won't eat it.
No.
Right. Yeah. And so, you know, it's not as nutrient. I mean, it's still good for you. I would prefer that over anything else. But, yeah, the younger generation is so important because of the diet, fast food, you know, Uber Eats, restaurant. I mean, it's so much access so quickly, you know. I mean, and that's a part of the reason that we have a lot of obesity and everything, you know, and that kind of situation. I mean, during the pandemic, I had to take that Uber Eats app off my phone.
That, you know, that's why I make this camera shot tighter, because I don't want people to see how big I am.
Yeah, I understand. But it's so important, and it's making it so easy, and we have to take care of ourselves, move more, all those things. And so, you know, when we go to the doctor, we'll have a good checkup. But the best thing to do is to be preventative, right? Yeah. Don't let it just, you can go ahead. Be preventative. Be preventative. Vitamin supplementation. Take it every day. Do those things. Invest in your health. Invest in your everything. You know, I always think about, I know people going for the money. They're going for the things. There's a lot of things, but health is so important. I always think about Steve Jobs sometimes in my mind, you know, when he got sick, all the money in the world.
Couldn't do a thing for him.
Yeah. Couldn't do a thing for him.
Yeah.
So, I want to get to this question. Marianne, boy, she's on it. She had already looked at your page. She said, I looked at your product versus others that are out there. You have a better balance, and you are like some bigger names that are making people buy stuff they don't need. My granny always said, don't waste money on expensive pee. Taking more than you need just comes out as waste.
Yeah, and that's right. So you want to have a balanced vitamin. Some of them, like she said, have so much in it, and sometimes it seems like it's more, but like, I think the one critical fact is, you know, once your body knows where it's at and it needs to be in this level, it's like a machine. It's gonna take out the rest.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, you're just gonna get to the levels that you need to be. So, yeah, we try to keep a good balance. We try to get, we got really good quality. We get the third party testing. I mean, we really went all out, and that's one of the things that, you know, and we had options to go into retail. We did look into some of those options. We have some options going into Walmart that we're excited about. But what kind of the situation was is that you can't compare apples to apples, right? Mm-hmm. Somebody will go and they'll see a vitamin and be like, oh, it's $10.99, right? And it's a reason it's $10.99, right? You know, mm-hmm. And sometimes it may have some things in there, or you know, like our gummies are vegan and vegetarian because we use pectin. You know, okay. A lot of gummies you see in the store use pork and ground bones to make
their really.
So so you know, that way, you know, we sitting here and our, even though we give you 45 days, you may not even look at that, and it's $24.99 and they $9.99, you know, even though you may be getting 30, you just think that $9.99, oh, this is what I'll do. But you know, sometimes it's a reason for that, and it's hard to explain that when you're in the aisle, right? It's better, because you know, it's just creature of nature, you know, habit. You see it, it's like, oh, it's more expensive. And a lot of times people don't have time to look down the label and look at everything, you know. So we did change our labels and put that we get 50% back on our labels that weren't on our labels before. So that's good. That's something to see in the store. So, yeah, I think just really having a balanced vitamin, good quality, and to make them as affordable as we can, and to keep the and keep a business running, right?
Right.
Which is another thing that's kind of difficult, because it's hard to, we really need the people to come out and support and buy, because, you know, we can't go to leverage to a company or go get investors or do anything, because the first thing I'll say is you give them 50% back. We've had investors get it. Oh, take it down to 25, take it down to 10, take it down, you know, to whatever they do, because they're not going to invest to grow the company to make it bigger, because they looking at the profitability, right? And which any investor would do, like, you know, like, you know, I understand that if less than investor has the same goals as we have. And so, but we need the people to buy and support so we can grow, we can expand, we can do. People like, well, why don't you do influencers? Why don't you do those things? Because we're not sitting on millions of dollars like some of these other companies that are out here that these Black people are buying from. You know, they buy from these companies that, you know, and I hate to mention my any names, but I always see, oh, I do this, I do that. But, you know, they got $25, $30 million behind them.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why they're able to do it. And then they making all the profit margin.
Yeah.
All right. So
I think when you pick up, go ahead.
So I don't want to stop you, but it's 2:45. We only got 15 minutes left. This interview is going so fast. We're going to have you come back, but take me, 58-year-old male, obese, battle with diabetes, and just getting older. What is something that I should be taking on a daily basis to be ahead of the game?
Definitely a multivitamin, right? I even with some multivitamin, I don't know what your vitamin D level is like, but even a multivitamin, then maybe a supplement vitamin D, because a lot of the same thing with D, a lot of times with detoxing, same thing, they put a balance in there so it's not so high, but sometimes Black people need a little more. A probiotic is must, because you got to get health gut, your gut healthy, and those is kind of, that's kind of where I would start. You know, I don't know. The other things are kind of like add-ons. We got the apple cider vinegar gummy, which is good for digestion. Those type of things. I really like apple cider vinegar. It's really a good one. Ours has the mother in it, which is the thing that's good for you in the apple cider vinegar. And then I think too, just mentally knowing that, you know, I think sometimes. I think that my stepdad told me something one time that just always stuck in my mind, because, you know, we were talking about some of drugs or something, you know, in the community. He said, man, you can get addicted to anything. Right. And it always stuck with me. And sometimes food is an addiction. Right. You know, it leaves endorphins. It's the kind of the easy thing to go to. Right. And so, you know, I think those things are good, and really, really just try to work on your diet, brother. If you, you know, you can. I think it's so easy. It's so habit forming, and it can form so easy. I'm usually in great shape and workout, and I'm not in bad shape. But I found with the pandemic and feeling a little more down and inside, you know, how I turn to food, right? You know, I turn to food for that comfort. Like, man, oh man, I could get, you know, it was like I got excited. Right. So, you know, I got excited. I mean, just to tell the truth, right? It's just a battle trying to unwire that. So I'm not saying that it's easy, you know, but it's definitely possible to roll that back, you know, because, you know, it'll kill you.
Right. That's a burden.
You know, one of the things I see, Darren, is that, you know, I don't know how many other businesses will be the same way, but, you know, you're really having to educate your customers along the way. You know, I mean, I'm sure you find this, you're giving people information that people are thinking, well, dang, why did my doctor tell me that? You know, and so as I listen to you talk, you know, and you're definitely knowledgeable on your subject, but, you know, I go to my doctor, he tell me to take a vitamin. I don't know if he's ever really went in depth, you know, about, mm-hmm. you know, what I might need, which, you know, might be different from Greg.
Yeah, you know? I guess.
So, are you partnering with any specific doctors or nonprofits to help on the education side of this?
Yeah, we partner with a couple that we've donated to and look forward to doing some projects with. Okay. A couple are, I kind of listed a few here and they'll be on our site. I actually uploaded some new ones, but, you know, just to give you a couple of them, we're doing the African American Wellness Project is somebody we donated to, and they're really great with healthcare, helping with knowledge, disparities. They also do a lot of education in the Black community. BEAM, which is in the West Coast, which they do everywhere, but they do national training. Okay. On movement building, on wellness, several things that go through Black Health, which is a BLK, HLTH, which is an organization of young college students who are really going into the community and making a youth movement. Okay. From they went to Morehouse, University of Georgia, Associations of Black Women Physicians, Black Mental Health Alliance. So we got several. That's just a few.
Yeah. Okay.
I know we have time, okay. But go ahead.
Okay. Now you just mentioned mental health. Mental health. How can vitamins taking them daily help us on our mental health? Because we've slept mentally.
Yeah, and I think it's a lot of things environmental, you know, that we all know. I'm sure you guys talked in depth on this radio station and other ones. Mm-hmm. But those levels are very important, you know, to how your body runs, right? It's just like, it's an engine. You just have to look at your body like an engine. So those levels being at the optimum level, you know, you think about LeBron James, what does he say that he does to his body? He spends $1 million a year on his body and health. Mm-hmm. Russell Williams spends $1 million a year on food and health.
Like this, so I can't spend that $24.95 a year.
Yeah. I think I'm gonna be okay. Every 45 days at least. No, but you wanna, you wanna eat healthy. But I'm just saying they know the longevity. Yeah. You know, think about how long they plan. Think about mm-hmm. Tom Brady and how long they plan. This is all health related. This is all body related. Mm-hmm. You know, and you can go into, you know, your 50s, your 60s and 70s and being in optimal shape and feeling good, feeling like when you was 40 and 30, you know, we are making our bodies older,
okay.
Not the age.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Please say that again and explain that.
Yeah. You're making your body older, not your age, right? You're just making, it's working. Your liver is working. Your kidney is working. The process, your gut is working. It's working. Like, brother, I'm trying. I'm trying.
So help me out, sir.
Give me some help. I'm trying, bro. I'm trying. I'm trying to get you up. Yeah, I'm trying to keep you moving. You know what I'm saying? You treating her like a bad girlfriend. You know what I'm saying? You're like, I'm trying. So, you know, those things that we put in our head on age and everything, it's really just like if you took a shirt, your favorite shirt or something, and you just washed it over and over and over again, eventually it's going to get looking old.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same thing with the body. You keep putting the junk in, you don't have your optimum levels, then you start looking older, feeling, oh man, my knee. Oh man, I can't move. Oh, I can't get up. And we attribute it to age. But it's what you're doing to your body that's aging your body.
That's deep. That's deep. repeat it for our listeners, because we're not only on Facebook, YouTube, but our radio audience is the largest part of the show and the overnet internet. But repeat that, please, so people can hear that.
Yeah, that, you know, our body is not the years of your age. It's the age of your body. And that means what you've done to it, right? You know, from diet to exercise to moving to nutrition to supplementation, you know, all those things are so important, because I keep saying, you know, referring it to as an engine, you know, and the only way it stops is when it gets tired.
Mm-hmm.
That's when it stops.
Okay, so listen, we have like roughly 7 minutes, 6 minutes. So tell us everything that you want us to know about your company, how we can order these products. And I want people to know that it's not an infrastructure. It's not like we're doing a commercial. This is about health, preventive health. Yeah. And it's one thing that we do not do in the community, but we make sure that our nails look good, our cars look great, but we ain't taking care of ourselves.
Man, if I had these vitamins in the nail shop, bro.
The nails. What you got good for nails and hair?
Yeah, you got it, something to make nails grow.
Yeah. We put the vitamin right on the nails. So you just have the vitamin on the nail. No, but I'm just saying, the amount of money that we spend, man, it's just like, you know, we have, and you know, and it's interesting that you say that just real quickly. It's just like, you know, it's a Black-owned movement, and all these companies are turning to Black-owned, and as far as bigger companies trying to, you know, be with us and work with us and stuff, because we spend so much money.
Yes.
You know, and, you know, it's very important that we spend with our Black-owned businesses and make sure that whatever company you spend with, you know, make sure they're doing something, they're giving back, make sure that your dollar can give back to the community, right? I mean, that's so important. And with us, you know, we give back, but it's a great place to get great vitamins, a great opportunity to get educated on vitamins and supplements, on health. We do newsletters. We got a text message program. We got social media stuff. And so it's spelled P-R-O-B-L-K health. I know when it says pro-Black health, you want to put in pro-Black health, but it's P-R-O-B-L-K is how it's spelled, health. Go there. We're going to do 15% discount when I get off of this radio. I mean, I guess it's going to be going on, but in a moment I will put a discount in, so it'll be the name of the radio show,
Torn into.
Yeah. And so we'll do that. We'll do a 15% off discount code on your first order whenever you hear it. I know this goes on for on and on and on, but we'll do 15% off from whenever you hear this radio announcement or on social media or anywhere. And I'm excited, and I appreciate you, brothers. And if you do take vitamins, I want you to go get that bottle and look at it and ask, what are they doing for my community?
That's right there is important. And another thing that you said that we didn't have a lot of time to address is that fact that you guys are giving back to people. You're giving back. You can say, we'll just take the money, but you're giving 50% of your money back.
Yeah, 50% of the net profit. So what we do is, you know, when everything's paid and whatever kind of profit we have, we split it, you know, and we give it to these nonprofits. You know, one day we like to grow that we have our own nonprofit, and we're able to do some things. My vision is so big. Now, like you said, when vendors are living, I mean, I'm thinking health centers and communities, pro-Black health centers that we can fund in the community. I mean, I'm thinking about, you know, where we can really make a difference, where it could be Black doctors come in that people trust and having a facility that we can do those things at. I mean, that's really where I want to go, but it all depends on what the people do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But that's my vision, is really having these centers all in every community, so you can have a place to go to learn about your health. So when you see our doctors, or may have somebody there, when you go to the doctor, shit, you got a printout, right? This is what, hey, doc, you know yourself. You know, you don't know yourself or don't know what you need or don't have education on it, then anybody can tell you anything.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, like when you go down the vitamin aisle, you said, we just go for price. We don't read what's in it. We just go for price.
Oh, we go for price unless it got Gucci on it. Damn, price no subject, and it get made at the same company that make the Nine West. The Nine West purse. That's $25. It's the same company, same manufacturer.
Pastor Melvin Burns.
No, you know, we run out of time. I want to go back to something you said early on. Make sure people pick up. Also, you talked about idea of working in a company, you know, and having a passion about this. And obviously, we can hear, see that you're passionate about this. You know, and even as you talk about your vision, but maybe just it impressed me to hear you say that. But maybe just an idea of for people who are maybe thinking, maybe I can do this. You know, I'm tired of going to work every day. I mean, I hear from people all the time. I want to work for myself. That thing that kind of makes you flip that switch and say, "Yeah, go out and do this." Instead of things I hear all the time, people, I'm working. I want to work for myself. I'm tired of punching time clock. All those things that I hear people say, and they're sleeping on their dreams.
Well, one thing that we're in the greatest time ever for Black people, you know, to make a business happen, you know, and the window is now because, you know, outside communities, they're looking into us for doing it. I don't know how long that's going to last, but I think it's a grassroots within our community to buy Black-owned and to do better and to make sure it to use services. What I would say is that, you know, we can reach people like no other time, you know, like you guys are doing with social media and getting followers. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, when else you could do that? We wanted to start a vitamin company back in the day. We had to go to the retailers. They held all the cards. They held all the channels. They held all the distribution.
Yes.
You know, the TV stations held all the commercials. They handled everything so they could send you wherever they want. Because they held the gatekeepers, but now the gatekeepers have removed. We can go right. I can reach you right. You can come to my site and buy right from me.
Right.
Get it right shipped to your house. Yes. And years ago, we didn't have that. You have to go in the Kroger's or your store. You got to go into somewhere, and then they get in the margins. Mm-hmm. They get in the percentages. You know what I'm saying? And then they can just choose what products go in the stores.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they all, you know, if you buddy up and then, you know, or a big company has an opportunity in there, they probably going to go with the bigger company because they can do more volume and those things. So we're living in a time where in information, you can Google anything. I learned how to build. I had to do this from the bottom up. I had to design the website. My wife was like, "Well, we're going to put this money in it. You're going to have to get to work." Right. So that means I couldn't buy no web developer. I couldn't get no, you know, designer. I had to design, come up with colors, come up with names, come up with labels, come up with everything. But you know where I found it at? YouTube. You know how I learned how to trademark? YouTube. We're in an information age. You can learn anything.
Okay.
And you just have to evaluate what you're doing with your time.
Okay.
You know, if you're able to watch a whole series of Netflix, you know, you able to start a business. You can spend 10 hours.
Right.
Hey,
listen, guys, we are over time. Mr. McDaniel, will you please come back and talk more with us?
Yes, no problem, no problem. Hope my wife can be here next time as well. She's got a lot of information. She's just as passionate, a lot of information, so we'll have to set that up. She's going to give you a lot more insight on what's going on in the community because she's dealing with it. She's dealing with it right now. Right.
Okay. Listen, it's 22. We've run out of time. Man, it went so fast. Go out and sow a positive seed in somebody's life. Our guest today, and we're going to have him back, Mr. McDaniel here, who's a wealth of information. Have a great weekend. Take care and God bless.
Happy birthday, Christina.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot, Dan.